Welcome back in on The Point for this Monday afternoon. Joining us now, our 5th District United States Congressman and the one who wants to get into the runoff to be our next United States Senator from South Carolina, Ralph Norman, back with us on the eve of Election Day. Ralph, thank you for the time as always, and welcome back. 24 hours before, a lot less than that actually, before we go to the polls. But I got to tell you, home stretch now. How's the message? How do you feel that you're being received? And where are we right now on the eve of Election Day?
Well, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you always coming on your show. No, I feel very good. I've been leading in most of the polls, the legitimate polls, that is. And our message is really resonating. The fact that I think I was 40-some years in the business world, had a great career in Congress and in politics, one of the most conservative in the House of 435 members. But, no, our message is really resonating, and I think if we can get people to the polls, which I think we will, I think we'll be fine. It will be a runoff with this many people, so you're almost certain to have one. But I look forward to it. Enjoy the campaigning and enjoy the debates and look forward to more of them.
You know, I really felt like, and I'm not going to get into political strategy because I'm not qualified, Ralph, but I've known you a long time and we've worked very closely. You've always come on this program every chance I've asked you to. You've always found a way to get on the program with me. So I think I know you pretty well. I have found that your messaging this campaign, albeit a very short campaign, has been great in the sense that, hey, don't go by what anybody says. Look at what I've done kind of thing. I really think that's been a good message for you because you have been so consistent going back to the General Assembly and obviously in your terms in the House with your consistency, even if it means criticizing your own party to try to save people in South Carolina some money.
Well, that's because I believe in what I'm doing. I mean, in the political arena, your votes are what matter, not what you say, not what you campaign on. And I've got a great record of conservatism, and not for me just saying that. I mean, look at Heritage USA, look at Turning Point USA, look at Club for Growth, NRA. I mean, all the ones that I respect, I'm a 95 or greater. And I say that because this country's in trouble. We cannot continue to have milquetoast politicians who campaign one way and then govern another. And my resume is my record, and both in the business arena and when I got a short time in the state house and then got to Congress, where I've been since 2017. But you know, we don't have the luxury of continuing to spend like we're spending. We don't have the luxury of having a Senate, which is the graveyard for good bills that we pass in the House. A good example, America, the Save America Act, which is just verifying that you're an American citizen before you vote. How hard is that? The Senate just took a 5-week vacation, and I'm sick of it. And I will do what I can, will cast my vote to join the 99 others to get that straightened out and doing something about it, not just talking about it.
We're talking with Ralph Norman about tomorrow's election for the Senate. Let me ask you this about the way things are going. I'm not one to make predictions, but right now it looks like three people for a two-person runoff. And your two major opponents in this, Darlene Graham and Russell Fry, you know, I'm curious about what they're doing and how you feel what they're doing. I know all you need to worry about is Ralph Norman, but at the same time, you've been the target of some pretty intense things coming out of other camps. You have to respond to any of that?
Oh yeah, I mean, they've come after me because I've been leading. If you're at the back of the pack, they don't jump on you. It's outlandish what they're saying and putting on the air. But look, politics is a blood sport. I get that. I go into this with my eyes wide open, and I welcome the challenge, and I welcome to go into the next 2 weeks and debating whoever it is. I do think I'll be in the runoff. I think we've got an excitement about my campaign for the Senate. It's just different than it was for governor. For the Senate, I mean, we just hit a groundswell of support. Now, the key is getting out the vote. If people go out and vote, I think we're in good shape. I really do. And we can change this state and hopefully change the Senate and make a difference in this country, because we're in trouble, Kevin, from a spending standpoint and from just overall. We've got issues we've got to deal with, and they begin and end with getting the Senate unlocked, and I look forward to doing that.
Ralph, you've been in the game up in D.C. for a little while. You obviously have been following what's going on. I'm 57 years old, Ralph. I never thought I would see in my day where socialism is actually becoming a trending, popular thing with the left. I never thought it would get to the point where we actually already have mayors and elected officials. I mean, I realize Bernie Sanders has been out on an island forever. I'll give him that. He's been consistent. But my God, Ralph, we're talking about a growing thing with the left here where this democratic socialist, they want to abolish everything as if 250 years was broken. I mean, like we've done nothing right for 250 years.
Well, communism is total control, and that's what they're attempting to do. And look what happened to the candidates that they're putting tremendous amount of money behind. Look what happened in Tennessee when Andy Ogles got beat. You got a billionaire, a left wing billionaire out in California who is a George Soros lookalike, who is funding these campaigns to put up candidates. And America, if we continue to fall asleep at the voting booth and not vote or either think it's done, then it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I just can't let that happen on my watch. I just can't. And we've got a chance to correct it. And I would love to be one of two people who had the sounding board to, preach faith, family, and freedom. That's it. Faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're building a business, whether it's in the radio arena or in the construction business, as I was in, I mean, it's that important. So my message: go out and vote. And I'm the only one that's got a track record of votes. I'm the only one that's been successful in business, and I'm the only one that's got the endorsements of the two most important conservative senators, in Mike Lee and Rick Scott, and so and Jim DeMint, Mark Meadows. I mean, we can name a list, but the establishment does not want me. And it's going to be interesting when the polls close tomorrow.
We're talking for a couple more minutes with Ralph Norman, our 5th District Congressman, who wants to be South Carolina's next United States Senator. You know, the things we have talked about when I've had you on, both as running for governor and certainly as our congressman from the 5th District, we've talked about midterm elections and we've talked about affordability and those kind of things. Those are all cute little buzzwords, but they are a fact. I mean, people are using that and they're struggling. I've supported the war effort in Iran because Iran simply cannot have nuclear weapons. So I get all that, but I really feel like President Trump's messaging has been pretty weak on it. Very inconsistent, if you would. As much as I full throttle agree with what he's doing, Ralph, I feel like the messaging has been very inconsistent.
And the American people don't understand what's going on. I mean, why did we take out their 85% of the nuclear capabilities, and why are we not finishing the job? And it's a question I have, and Americans are weary of just endless wars, Vietnam being the one that really took 55,000 troops from this earth, Afghanistan. We've meandered around these things, and I agree with you. Iran had been killing Americans for 44 years. What the president did was right. And either we finish the job and take them out completely, or I think we're going to be facing the same things that they're continuing to bomb the Straits of Hormuz. Americans want to see lower gas prices, lower food prices, all that. A lot of it hinges on energy and so many other things. But we got to concentrate on healing America now. And I think the president will be making the right calls to get it, to end it, and then move forward with the American First agenda, which is, peace, the basics, peace through strength, support our police, do away with sanctuary cities, all the above that we should be doing and doing successfully.
Couple more things. I'll let you get out of here, Ralph. Number one, your message is about fiscal responsibility. Remind folks why we're in trouble and what we can do to get in a better position.
Here, this is a statement that defines where we are, Kevin. We're spending more on interest than we are on the entire military budget, over $1 trillion on interest alone. You can't continue this way. The train coming down the tracks, and sooner rather than later, is a total bankrupt country that you do not have. We do not have the freedom to do anything. because we're paying interest and borrowed interest at that. And I'd say the other thing is we've got to make sure that we elect the right person for the next 6 years. If you hire a pilot to fly you around, you'd want to know everything about his background, how he votes, what's his philosophies. We don't know that in some of the candidates here, not to the fullest extent. You do with me. I'm an open book. I've got a record. I'm going to do the same thing that I did in the House of Representatives that I'll do in Senate, although it'll be a little bit differently because I feel like if we don't get it right and have safe and fair elections, then it's coming to the end of our great republic.
How did they leave Washington, D.C. without getting an on-record vote for the Save America Act?
Complacency, a total disregard for the American people. And, you know, John Solomon came out the other day, and he is as straight up and as good of an investigative reporter. When he mentioned that John Brennan, who used to head the FBI up, I think, he's been around a long time, but he had some testimony that just was lies. And the two senators that were blocking it, John Thune and
Willis
and Cotton, Senator Cotton. John Thune and Senator Cotton were blocking the release of testimony. Yeah. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, it's time to action and have a press conference every week highlighting the fact that they're taking off for 5 weeks when you got important work to do. You couldn't do it in your business. You couldn't do it in your family life. You can't leave a family. And the senators have left their families that elected them to office, and I'm tired of it.
All right, so as we get set to wrap this conversation up and send you into Election Day tomorrow, what's the last thing you want to leave with our listeners here at The Point? What do you want them to remember when they head out about Ralph Norman?
What I would like to tell you listeners to, you know, we're electing a person for the next 6 years. You need to elect a true conservative that has demonstrated with a record. My resume is my record. And, you know, faith, family, and freedom is what I've been about while in Congress. That's what I've done while I was in the business arena and raising a family. And we don't have the luxury of electing somebody you don't know much about, and these milquetoast moderates are killing the country. I'm a solid conservative who wants to serve, and we can do a great job for a state that is growing, a state that is my home, and a state that what greater place to live in South Carolina, and we need to be ready for the challenges, and I can do that.
RalphNormanForSenate.com is his website if you want to learn more, and we wish you best of luck tomorrow, and we hope we'll be talking to you sometime in the next couple of weeks for the runoff, Ralph.
We're definitely looking forward to it. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, my friend. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
There you go.